At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 36, verses 5 to 7. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. Do you remember the first time you heard someone tell you that they loved you? Perhaps it was your parents, or a friend, or a partner. It's an inexpressibly wonderful experience. It changes everything. You are special, and the whole world looks different. David says many wonderful things about God, but most incredible of all is that the God, the creator of the universe, actually loves us. It's always precious when you see a child and their parent expressing love for one another, and the expression, "I love you to the moon and back," is often heard. Here, thousands of years ago, David is looking for similar language to express the unfailing love of God, and he concludes that his love is as vast as the heavens and his faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. We're pushing at the limits of language to express how amazing and complete is God's love for us. These majestic words are set within a psalm in which David is reflecting on how wicked people can be. They have no fear of God. They're arrogant, and their words are wicked and deceitful. They spend their time plotting evil. He moves directly from these reflections to describe the perfect love of God. I love that. It would be easy to move from reflecting on the terrible evil of the world to a tirade of anger against human wickedness, but no. As he examines the awful state of the world, he uses it as a springboard for worship. I suggest that you might like to listen to today's news and do exactly the same. Now let me ask you a question. What does the love of God mean to you? Now let me pray with you. Creator God, thank you for your perfect love for me. Help me to open my life to your love today and then to pass it on to others. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.